The Gorog were notoriously difficult to locate. The Jedi had not even been certain the nest had survived the battle at Korriban until about 3 months ago. An experience suggested they were far too interested in their own agenda to accept an assassination contract for credits alone. So whoever had hired the nest possessed the resources to find it in the first place, and to provide whatever the Dark Nest had asked in return. The gnawing above suddenly grew more distinct, and a section of ceiling dropped to the floor. Jason lifted his free hand toward the hole, but DD-11A was already taking aim. As the first cloud of insects began to boil down into the room, her wrist folded down and discharged a crackling plume of fire. Ben screamed and began to thrash about, trying to break free of Tenel Ka's force grasp. "Ben, stop it!" Tenel Ka ordered. The baby was wailing in her arm now. "We cannot let..."
"Mama!"
Tenel Ka's command ended in a startled cry as Ben whirled on her with an untrained but powerful force shove. She slammed into the corner 2 meters above the floor, her head hitting with a sharp crack, her eyes rolling back and her shoulders slumping, but her arm never slackening beneath the crying baby. Jason used the force to gently guide Tenel Ka to the floor, then turned to Ben, leaping toward DD-11A's upraised arm. He extended his arm and used the force to pull Ben into his grasp, grabbing him by the throat. "Enough!" Jason pinched down on the carotid arteries on the sides of the neck. "Sleep." Ben gurgled once, then his eyes rolled back in his head and he sank into a deep slumber that would not end until the force command was lifted. Jason cut through a few more centimeters of floor and the ferrocrete substructure began to sag. He continued cutting until he judged that the droid's mass would be enough to fold the circle down like a trapdoor, then shut off his lightsaber and stepped to DD-11A's side. "What do you have that can generate a good-sized fireball?" Jason asked DD-11A.
"Grenades. 2 each. Thermal, concussion, and flash."
"That'll do. Here's what I want you to do." Jason outlined his plan, then gathered Ben in his arms and retreated to the corner with Tenel Ka and the baby. The Gorogs in the secret tunnel had scratched their way into the and the tip hundreds of tiny blue-black pincers were beginning to protrude through the thin line between the doors. Jason laid Ben beside Tenel Ka, then pointed. "Didi!" The droid swiveled around and poured flame into the crack. A trio of fire suppression nozzles popped down to coat the doors with suppressant, but by then, black wisps of smoke were already seeping out the back of the cabinet. Jason pulled his cloak off and held it in front of them at chin height. "Okay, go!" DD-11A's photoreceptors lingered on the clock.
"Your camouflage is inadequate. I can't leave the child with you."
"It's fine,"